Hello, and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's liturgy gives us a key element about Holy Week which can be overlooked, but is basic. Jesus is not killed just because of his words. He is arrested, publicly humiliated, and killed because of what he does. Then the chief priests and Pharisees called a meeting. "Here is this man working all these signs," they said. "And what action are we taking?" It's the most bizarre thing. Jesus wasn't just walking about the country teaching. He was working great wonders. And not privately hidden away either. Thousands and thousands were witness to his miracles. This was the main reason he had so many followers so quickly. Not because of his words, but because people were attracted by these dramatic signs. How is it then that the Pharisees could plot Jesus' death and the crowds abandon him? It was all over YouTube. The sad reality, though, is that we don't act completely rationally or reasonably. We know that. Each day, we do the things we don't want, and we don't do what we do want. And if we are not careful, our selfishness, vice, and insecurity warp our thinking and behavior, and the way we treat others. This is important from the point of view of believing in God. How many times have we heard something like, "If I saw a miracle, I'd believe. If Jesus appeared to me, I'd believe. If God removed my suffering, I'd believe." No, he wouldn't. We'd either soon forget about it, explain it away, or find some other new test we'd require God to meet. That's what we always do with things we aren't super keen on doing. But you're not alone if you're struggling with that. Every Christian still does, to a greater or lesser extent. Let's ask Jesus to help us really decide to follow him, and to implementing a daily time of prayer to put him at the center of our life. Let us pray. O God, who have made all those reborn in Christ a chosen race and a royal priesthood, grant us, we pray, the grace to will and to do what you command, that the people called to eternal life may be one in the faith of their hearts and the homage of their deeds. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.